Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. We're waiting on Prophetess Rome. There she goes.
Morning, everyone. Before I get started this morning, I just want to share with you a little bit about worship, why God loves worship. He loves worship because it's a presentation of our entire being, and it's ignited by the Holy Spirit as a living sacrifice to God. So God loves worship. So this morning, we're gathered here on this blog talk this morning to worship the true living God, to pray, to break shackles, to set people free, to heal. So we want God to be in the midst of what we're doing this morning. So I'm going to open my prayer up with worship, and I'm asking you to just lean into it and give God all of you. Welcome him. Help me to usher him in, usher his spirit in to the midst of what we're asking for this morning, what we're thanking him for this morning. I'm going to pray a song, and I'm hoping that everyone can hear it clear, because there's nothing no worse than when you're worshiping and you just can't hear the music clear. So let me know if you're unable to hear it clear, okay? And I'm hoping can everyone hear me this morning?
Okay. Yes, some people are on that can't say nothing.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know if you guys can. Apostle, can you hear that music?
No. No, you can't play it on the same phone you're on. It has to be a different phone or different something. It can't be the phone that you're talking on.
Okay. All right, so see what I mean? I'm going to get this worship music playing. The enemy may not want us to usher in the Spirit of God, but I want us to usher in the Spirit of God because I know of the importance of having them in the midst of not just worship in everything that we do.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask you for your patience this morning.
Amen.
And in the midst of me trying to get everything set up here, don't let me stop your worship. I think we came together this morning with worship probably already in our heart, already on our lips. So I'm going to ask you to continue to worship in your own way.
Amen.
Bear with me.
Amen.
Somebody's girl now. So much, much, much.
Praise God. Yolanda says she's going to be ready. What about you? She's going to be ready. Amen. Yes. I just want to share with you, remind you what 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm going to just share with you verse 1 through 8, what it says about prayer. So I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for God and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, for who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And verse 8 just said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, walking in faith. So today we're going to do just that. We're going to lift our hands up in prayer, and we're going to walk away with whatever we ask for without doubting in the name of Jesus. I'm going to open the floor before I really get started and ask, are there any prayer requests on today? Any prayer requests?
Amen. I have a prayer request. It's Prophetess Brown.
Amen. I'm ready, sister. Good morning.
Amen. I have good morning. Prayer for pain in my side.
Amen. All right, Prophetess Brown, we will lift that up before the Lord this morning. Do you have any additional prayer requests?
No.
Yes, my name is Minister.
I'm sorry, can somebody else spoke up besides Prophetess Brown?
Yes, my name is Minister Tremaine. I need God to give me favor with my housing situation.
And you said favor with your housing situation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Brother Tremaine. Good morning. This is Maria Nelson, and I'm just requesting prayer for internal revival. Just been feeling stuck and anxious, and so I'm just praying for, an internal change or revival. Praise God. And I do apologize. I didn't catch your name in the beginning.
Oh, that's okay. It's Maria
Nelson. Maria. Maria,
yes.
Nelson. How are you doing this morning, Miss Nelson?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm feeling great this morning. I am feeling great. Anxious.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Ms. Nelson. Are there any additional prayer requests?
Apostle Deborah and Edward and Deborah Dean.
Amen. Anything specific, Apostle?
No, just healing and help.
Praise God. Anyone else have any prayer requests this morning? Amen. Thank you, God. And so before I get started, and this is a little bit different on the side of what Apostle was teaching last night about the seeing yourself there or seeing yourself a certain way or being whatever you're asking God for. I'm asking you this morning, Prophetess Brown, Minister Tremaine, Ms. Nelson, Apostle Ed and Deborah Dean this morning, whatever you're asking God for, you know it's already done. And I'm asking you this morning, even as I lay it at the altar, see yourself already having what you asked for. See how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
See yourself how it smells, how it sounds. Tap into apply your senses to it. If you can see yourself with what you're asking for, then it's, you can have it. As a man naked, so is he. You're already healed, Prophetess Brown. Minister Tremaine, you already have favor, not only with your housing, but whatever else you ask God for. You already have this favor. And Ms. Nelson, your internal revival is already there. Just tap into it. Tap into it. And Apostle Deborah and Ed Dean, healing and help, God is already, Jesus says it's finished. When he gave up his ghost on the cross, he says it's done. It's finished for all of us. He has paid the price. It's ours. And we're claiming it today. Amen? We're going to claim it.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just asking you, to walk out of this prayer this morning, knowing that it's yours. I don't care what kind of symptoms the enemy send your way. Just know that God said the weapons will form, but they will not prosper. So let him send all the symptoms and the weapons he wants to. Just know that they'll allow it to prosper. Amen?
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
So Holy Spirit, I thank you for being here this morning, Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you to move me out of the way. Let none of me and all of you, Holy Spirit, intercede for your people on today. Yeah, and I'm just going to ask you to come with me to the throne of grace and pray one for another and pray for the world and all the things that, all the weapons that's just rising up, not only against Christians, but against everyone. And God desires for all of us to be saved. So we're praying for God's will to be done. And I'm just going to take us back old school. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, God, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, God. Amen. God, please forgive us, Lord, of anything, God, that we've done that's unpleasing. Anything we've said out of our mouth, God, anything that we've even thought but we didn't say it, God, forgive us, Father. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to search within our heart, thing that's within our heart, God, that separate us from you, Lord. Separate us from doing the things that you called us to do. Anything, God, clean it out, God. Deliver us, God. Save us. Set us free, Lord. So we can do what you've called us to do, God. So we won't be moved, God, by the weapons when they rise up against us, Father. So we will be able to think in peace, Lord, and remember what your word says about healing, what your word says about deliverance, what your word says, God, about every aspect of our daily lives, God. There is something in your word, God, that will lead us to the place where we need to be, Lord, to receive what we've asked for, or what we're able to see, God, that we have what we're asking for. Let me just say it that way, God. And I thank you, Father, for it on today. I thank you, God, for the pain being gone and Prophetess Braille's side. I thank you, God, for it. And, God, I'm just blessing you, God, for the favor that you have given Minister Tremaine, God, with his housing, God. And God, he just sees the housing, God. I'm thanking you, God, for showing him, giving him favor, God, in a whole lot of additional areas, God, within his life, God. Show him, God, that you've already provided his each and every need, even once he get inside the house, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I'm thanking you, God, for revival on the inside of Miss Nelson, God, to the place, God, where she just can't stop worshiping you, God. She wake up with worship on her lips, God. Trouble and trials rise up against her, God. She'll still worship, God. When she go to bed at night, God, she's worshiping, God. When people bring her problems, situations, and circumstances, God, that the worship, God, is so big on the inside of her, God. When
yes,
she opens up her mouth, God, to encourage someone, God, that nothing but worship,
yes,
God, will come out, God.
Yes,
I'm not shouting out of my feet, God. I'm thanking you for it on today, God. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Father. And I'm thanking you for it on today, God. I'm even thanking you, God, for Apostle Deborah, Apostle Ed, healing and God providing their each and every need, God. Oh, my God, I'm thanking you, God, for putting things in place, God, as they should be, God, so your kingdom, so your ministry, God, can move forward, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. There are so many souls, Father, that's in need, God. I'm a son of a king, God. There's so many souls, God, that's crying out for you, Lord, God. They don't know you, God, the way that we know you, Father. Oh, my God, you said that you're a provider, God. You said that you're a way maker, God. You said that you are a healer, God, and we believe you on today, God. So I'm asking you, God, God, to do what we need to have done, God, so we can move forward and be about your business, God. We're trusting you, God, with every single thing, God, concerning us, God. We are trusting you, and we're landed at the altar, God. So we, when we stand up, God, we stand up with our back straight, God, moving forward, God, being about kingdom business, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Every single thing that's attached to us, Father, we're laying at your feet, God. We're entrusting it to you, Lord, so we can go out and pray, God, for others, for one another, God, because, God, we are moving forward, God, in agreement with your will, God, that everyone should be saved, God. And, God, we just know that so many people have left here, Father, without even knowing, God, who you are, Father. But, God, you have ambassadors, kingdom ambassadors in place, God, like us that's on the line today, God. God, willing, God, and able, God, to do what it is you need us to do, God, to save the lives of others, God. Let us not forget, God, what our purpose are, God. Let us not forget, God, that you told us up in the beginning, God, that those who choose to follow you will suffer, God. But let us not forget, God, that you have given us promises, God. Let remind us, Lord, to stand on those promises, God, and to continue to move forward just like Jesus did, God. When the enemy comes with his temptation, God, remind us, God, how the word of God is designed, God, to bring us out, Father, each and every time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we're thanking you for it on today, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your patience, Lord. Sometimes, God, we get off track sometimes, God. But I'm thanking you that you have patience with us, God. And you have saints in place, Father, sisters and brothers in Christ in place that will remind each other, to encourage each other, Father, how to get back on track, God. Encourage each other in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So, God, we just lift you up today, God. We lift you up in gratitude and being thankful, God. We lift you up in love, Father. Let us remember, God, that the secret to the day, two important ingredients, God, to a successful life, to receiving all that you have for us, God. Well, three, God, faith, being grateful, God, being grateful, Lord, and walking in love, God, loving each other, God. If we learn to do those, Father, then we will learn, God, to just walk in humility, God. We will learn to love each other. We will learn to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. And, God, so ultimately asking you on today, God, to remind us to continue to have our faith that every word, every promise that has been spoken, it belongs to us, Father. And it's up to us to reach out and grab it. It's up to us to believe it. It's up for us to walk in it. It's up to us to see ourselves with those things that you have already promised us that we have, God. And then it's ours. It is ours when we're able to do that. And, God, I thank you that we will continuously walk in love and be patient, that knowing that every single thing that you promised us, it will manifest. It shall manifest, God. God, we love you on today. We love you, Father. Yes. And we're praying and asking you, God, to continue, God, to keep us together as a unit, God, as you continue, God, to pour into Apostle Deborah Dean, God, that we will continue to grow up, to be in the position we need to be in, God, to support the woman of God.
Lord Jesus.
Support her, God. She has so much on her plate, God. She does so much every day. She does not complain, God. She continues to move forward. So, God, bring us to a place, God, of getting our vision set on what's important, God, and not just on ourselves, God, but on others. And as we pray one for another, when we look back, that situation that we had is going to be delivered. It will no longer be in existence because that's how you function, God. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And God, before I even end out in prayer today, I want to ask if there's anyone on the line with us today that want a closer relationship with God. Anyone on the line today that wants to be saved today, I want to take this time to just pray for you on today, pray with you on today. Anyone at the sound of my voice, God, I just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, thank you for being with us, Father. And I'm going to close out this prayer in the name of Jesus, of asking every single thing and thanking you for it being done, Father. In Jesus' name I pray.
In the name of
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Is there anyone that wants to share? Give a moment for testimony if God has laid anything on your heart. Any encouraging words for someone else? Thank you. Thank you, God. I petition your prayers on today for myself as well, that as I continue to press forward and do what God has called me to do, that he may get the glory out of every single thing that I do, that I say, who I am as a whole, that everything will glorify God. And I thank you in advance for your prayers. I'm rejoicing, and I'm thanking God this morning for Prophetess Brown's pain being gone. I'm thanking and rejoicing, Minister Tremaine. Walk and know that the favor is yours, even beyond your house situation. And Miss Nelson, I'm with you with that internal revival. I'm rejoicing and I'm worshiping with you. And I'm open to anyone that desires prayer or just someone to encourage them. I am open. My phone is always available. You probably be better when I'm at work to reach me by text, 804-986-6825. And you can just text me prayer, and I don't need to know your situation, but I'm always open to pray for anyone. And Apostle Ed and Apostle Dean, you will forever, ever, ever be on my prayer list, and not just for asking, but thanking God for it being done.
Amen.
Because you're going to be able to look back one day, Apostle, and you're going to say, you know what? This is what it was all for. That's how great the blessing is. Not going to be.
Amen.
It is.
It is.
In the name of Jesus. I turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for Prophetess Roan, and we thank and praise God for each one for being supported and committed this morning to the prayer, morning prayer with Prophetess Joyce Roan this morning. I thank and praise God for her tenacity, her commitment, her support and encouragement, and then as you all as well, we just give God all the praise today. We will continually pray one for another. We're going to go on and get off for next Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Prophetess Rome will be back for morning prayer, Tuesday morning prayer. God bless you all. We love you with the love of Christ. Call me anytime. God bless you. You all have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen.
Hallelujah. You all have a wonderful day.
God, love you all. Bye-bye.
Me too.